Englisch Musterprüfung 1.
Part 1.
Hello and welcome to our weekly Radio Hawaii History Podcast. Our topic today is our world-famous triathlon, the Ironman. The story goes back to the 1970s when some Hawaiian sportsmen had a bet as to who the best endurance athlete was. Was it the swimmer, the cyclist, or the runner? They decided to organize a race which combined all three: swimming in the open sea, cycling a very long, windy route, and running a marathon. So on February 18, 1978, a group of 15 participants were ready to test their endurance in a combination of three extremely tough challenges: swim 3.9 kilometers, cycle 180 kilometers, and then run 42.2 kilometers. Each participant had his own support team, which provided food and drinks during the race. Communications specialist Gordon Haller crossed the finishing line as the first ever Ironman winner. He managed to complete the race in the very respectable time of 11 hours, 46 minutes and 58 seconds. The following year, the field of about 50 athletes wanting to participate was reduced to only 15 due to the worst weather Honolulu had experienced for years during its stormy season. Lynn LeMaire was the only female competitor. She finished sixth overall with a total time of 12 hours, 55 minutes and 38 seconds and became the first female Ironman. That year, a sports journalist wrote a 10-page review for a sports magazine. The result was that hundreds of athletes applied for the race in the following year. These first 3 years, the Ironman was held in and around Honolulu on the Hawaiian island Oahu. But because of the growing number of participants and problems with the heavy traffic in Honolulu, the triathlon was relocated to the lava fields of Kona on Oahu's neighboring island. This is where the race still takes place today. From 1978 to 1982, the triathlon was held in February, but to avoid the stormy season and to adapt to the growing international popularity of the event by giving athletes from colder climates a better chance to prepare for the race, it was moved to October. This had the effect that in 1982, two races were held. Since the first ever race, the fascination for this event has been steadily increasing, and it is the ambition of every triathlete in the world to take part in this extraordinary competition at least once.